So the good news is anyone can get started on an investing program. But where to start can often be confusing. You and I both know that. So let's cut through the clutter and talk investment basics with Tammy McCaslin-Krebs, Chief Administrator at Blackhawk Community Credit Union. This is Money Matters, a podcast from Blackhawk Community Credit Union. I'm Bill Klaproth. Tammy, thank you for your time. So like I said, anyone can invest, but many don't for various reasons. What is the main reason people don't invest their money?
I think the reason most people don't invest their money is because they just don't know what to do and they don't know how to get started.
Yeah, I think it does seem complex and confusing, and you don't want to look like a dope, so some people may just put it off and not deal with it at all.
Yeah, I think it can be confusing, and I think they're just afraid. I hear people many times say, "You made this very comfortable for me. I wish I would have come in sooner. I was just afraid to walk in the door. I don't feel like I know enough to even know what questions to ask, and I didn't know where to go." So I think it's just many factors, but it really, I think, comes down to fear that they're just not sure what to do and how to get started.
All right. Well, that makes sense. And then I suppose there's a percentage of the population that doesn't understand investing their money is a good idea. So why is investing a good idea?
Yeah, I think first, we have so many people that don't even have enough funds to save for an emergency, and they don't know how to get started there. So that's really where I like to start with showing how easy it is to set up an emergency savings program and then maybe even move into saving for what they might be planning for goals and then retirement. But just to get them into the idea of how do I take any money from my budget and even start to save, let alone invest.
Right. There's so many people that live paycheck to paycheck. So how can someone break free of that to start investing?
I think what they should look at first is, what does my budget look like? How much income do I have coming in every month after taxes? What are my expenses, my fixed expenses that I know are the same every month? What fluctuates? You know, maybe they have a quarterly insurance payment or something like that. But they truly need to look at their budget and know what money is coming in and what money is going out. And that might seem really simple, but if you don't put it down on paper, it can be extremely complicated.
Right. So investing can be confusing, but if you sit down and actually look at where your money is going each month, you can see where, oh, we have a little bit left here, or we can cut back here to save money. Now I'm ready to potentially start investing.
Exactly. Even actually keeping track and writing down everything that you spend each day for a month, and then going back over that and looking at the list, especially if you have a partner or a significant other that you share your income and expenses with, it's a great idea for both of you to sit down and, you know, each night really write out, what did I spend funds on? And then at the end of the month, go back together and look at, where could we reduce our expenses?
Really good strategy. And if someone were to do that, it takes this complicated process and it makes it much easier. So then the next step is, okay, I have some extra money. What do I invest in? So how do you help people find the right investment opportunities?
Well, first, I try to break it down by making that a simpler question. So there's really what I call three buckets that that there are for money and investing. So the first one is cash, and that's really your liquid funds. So that would be a savings account, a money market savings, a checking account. So if you break it down for someone and say, here's where your cash or your liquid funds would be, in a savings account, a money market savings, or a checking account. And now the next bucket I like to call the income bucket, and that's where you might have certificates of deposit, some type of a bond, maybe a bond mutual fund, maybe it's an annuity, but that's funds that you could be producing income and help to supplement your payroll. And then the third bucket is more of what I call a growth bucket, where you might have mutual funds or individual stocks or maybe a variable annuity. So if you show someone that there's really not that many different places that money can be put, but that there's just these three buckets. Once you get past that, then you can start talking about what does each bucket have in it and what do you use those buckets for.
So break it down into three buckets. You're making it very easy for us, Tammy. Cash, income, and then growth. And so somebody would go through this process and say they come up with, this is going to sound silly, but okay, I've got $50 a month. Whoop-de-doo. People may think I've got to be wealthy to invest. That's not true, is it?
It's not true at all. And even where you started your question with this might seem silly, I think that's exactly what happens is people think their questions are silly, and there is never, ever a silly question about what to do with your funds. So I like to start with that cash bucket. And when you talk about $50, well, we've got to look at your emergency savings. And do you have funds that if something happened, you have money for that emergency? So I like to talk with our member about you should have 6 to 12 months of your income, or maybe their expenses are higher than others. And you want to look at 6 to 12 months of your expenses, because sometimes members will have expenses that are higher or almost to the limit of their income. So we really just sit down and look at what would be 6 to 12 months of your income and what would be 6 to 12 months of your expenses. So we can decide, first of all, how much do you need to set aside in case you would lose your job or there would be some type of financial emergency.
So first we build the emergency fund. So even my $50 a month scenario, you could help me maybe trim a little bit more here and there, and we go to work on building that cash reserve. Is that right?
Yeah, and we have a really neat program called a 52-week challenge that shows you just how easy this is. We start in week one of the beginning of the year in January, and week one will auto-deduct $1 from your checking account and put into our challenge savings account. And then in week two, we withdraw $2 from your checking account and put it into your challenge savings account. And then week three, we take $3, and we keep doing that, increasing every week by $1. And by the end of the year, you have $1,378.
So you're breaking this down and making this doable.
Yes.
So someone may say, okay, I make 45 grand a year. You're telling me I have to have, you know, 22.5 in savings? How do I get there? How do I do that? So if somebody says, this is crazy, I'm never going to get there, what do you say to that person?
We can do it. Now, maybe they don't need that $22,000. We really will take a look at their expenses versus what their income level is. However, most people, if you think about, for instance, losing a job, and how long does it take for you to get the next job? You don't want it to be that 2, 3, 4 months down the road, you still don't have income coming in. You'll feel much more comfortable knowing that you've saved that 6 to 12 months of income, and you won't have to take the first job that comes along when you're looking for your next career. So we'll break it down to, if you need to have that much, we know we might not get there and half a year or a year. It might take us a while to get there, but we'll break down how much is it per month that you really need to save to get to that 6 to 12 months of income or 6 to 12 months of expenses.
So this sounds like a start now type of a program. Well, really, whether you're young or you're older, I'm thinking of a person in their mid-20s, 27, and they're thinking, I can't do this. Well, if you start now, by the time you hit 30 or 33 or 35, you've got a nice chunk of money that if you need tires or a new washing machine, or God forbid you get let go, you don't have to take that first job that comes along. But just by getting started now, you're going to eventually get somewhere. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And both of my children are actually in their 20s. And we've been talking about this for a long, long time, that the sooner you start, and it can be just little bits here and there, you know, let's just say your first job, you're a waiter or a waitress, and you decide all my tips or half of my tips are going to be saved for my emergency reserve. It's surprising how quick you can get to that 6 to 12 months when you put your mind to it.
Just remember, this is doable. So for somebody that is at a point that they're ready to start investing, no matter what age, tell us, what type of programs do you offer at Blackhawk Community Credit Union? I know you have a bunch of them and they're really dynamite. Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, a lot of people I know like to just sit right on their couch and try to figure things like this out without having to come into one of our branches. And you can do that. You can also come in and see us. But on our website, www.bhccu.org, if you go to our resources tab, and then there's a budgeting and debt management tab. When you click on that, you go to a program called Green Path Financial Wellness, and there is a host of opportunity there for budgeting, for debt consolidation, for financial education. It's just a great resource, and almost everything on that website is free for our members or anyone who wants to take a look at it.
So this is what it sounds like. Tammy and the team at Blackhawk Community Credit Union are going to make this easy for you. They're going to answer your questions, and no matter where you're at financially, you are there to help. Isn't that right? To help them get to where they need to go.
Absolutely. We definitely want to sit down and find out what their goals are. You know, whether it is trying to start your emergency fund, or you're looking at wanting to save money for a down payment on your home, or you want to start a 529 plan for your children's education. You maybe have a vacation that you want to go on and you need to save a little bit more for that. And then we also want to help with your retirement planning. We also have a wealth management services, and we have financial advisors that can help with anything from estate planning to retirement services, brokerage services, the whole gamut through our Blackhawk Wealth Management Services program.
Thanks, Tammy. This has been a lot of fun, and thanks for providing great insight into how to make investing easier to understand. And if you want more information, all you have to do is visit bhccu.org. That's the Blackhawk Community Credit Union website. You can also call 608-755-6065. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. This is Money Matters from Blackhawk Community Credit Union. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.